So we are not so many. Welcome, everyone. As you can see on the board, my name is Mirza, and I'm working in Wilbeck, where we are guilty for the half of the features that you have and that you use today if you are a customer. So I would like to know how many are from the partner channel right here. Okay, and customers? Two customers. Okay, so today's session, this first tag, if you have a phone with a tag scanner, this is my info. Mail and etc. Then you are always welcome to contact me if you have any questions, because we are actually allowed to speak with the market today, and we are able to organize live sessions if you need to dig into some of the areas that me and my colleagues can explain to you. That counts both for partner and the customers. And I will be, of course, glad to share the presentation with you afterwards. What we will be talking about today, and I hope that you will ask me lots of questions. Why we have done what we have done. It will be the overall Dynamics AX 2012 architecture, as you can see here. Then we will touch a little bit of the customer BI research very shortly, what we have done for the R2 to improve our BI. Then I will show first in the PowerPoint, and then in the live system selected role centers and the new BI components that we have developed for the R2. We will also be looking into the architecture of the reports that I show in a demo today. At the end, I would also try to show some tips and tricks that you can use to extend the BIs. It means if you are not satisfied what we deliver out of box, then you can be a little bit creative and use Microsoft Stack to expand that functionality. And then there will be, I hope, 15 minutes for the question and answers, and ask me whatever you want within the supply chain management, AX, and the presentation that I show. So first thing I want to show you, for you who are technical, it's the standard layout of the AX with all the components that you can have and you will use. And what we will be touching today in this presentation, it's the two blue squares that you see on the top that are glowing. It's the AX Windows client and the web browser client, where we can serve this new functionality that I will be demonstrating today. So I don't need to dig into deeper into these layers, but you are welcome afterwards to ask me whatever you want. So the analytics dynamics in the AX 2012 BI solution architecture, of course, on the left side, we have a database. We could have some ISV solutions that you guys deliver, Excel, Access, reports, etc. And then we can load that into the pre-built OLAP cubes that we deliver with the AX, which are used to serve some of the reporting and basically the things that we have in our role centers that we will be demonstrating today. But you see the new arrow in the middle, on the bottom of the middle area. It's called staging tables for the BI. For some of the reports that I will be demonstrating, we have used staging tables to achieve what I will explain later in the more detailed architectural diagram, what we wanted to achieve and why we have used staging table and not a pre-built cube that you see in the middle. On the right side, you see the all different clients you can use to represent the data that we deliver. It can, of course, be viewed in the SharePoint, which our role centers are based on. Reporting, Excel can be used to load the data from cube and play around with it. I will be touching that subject as well. And then MS Visio as well can be used to represent some business data in a SharePoint, it means in the role centers. Any questions so far? No? How many have seen role centers in action before? How many are using role centers? Okay, now in 2009, I think, right? So, and I have some customers that as well I'm in touch with who are using role centers with and are really satisfied with it, so they can be used as a reference to discuss this subject. So what we did for the AX R2, it's that we went into the market using this new SFE, where we start talking to customers and ask, how do you perceive our role centers and BI in general that we deliver out of box? And that resulted in the research, not only in these four persona that I will be presenting the new role centers for and the BI, but as well we have covered in R2 refurbishing of the all role centers and trying to figure out what kind of BI does these persona need. Because in the old days, it was, as you all know, queues, which are rarely used, very clever, and can apply the filtering from your forms. So that's really nice. But then we had lots of reports that we called reports that are more historically based data also for the operational persona. And when we talk about operational persona, that could be a purchaser, Microsoft language also known as Alicia, or we could also have a warehouse manager, Inga, etc., etc. But then, of course, there are strategic personas as the CEOs, Vince, operation manager, etc., that we have name for, who are interested to see historical data. But when we went out talking to the customers, they told us, you know, if I'm the purchaser of the or the warehouse manager, I don't want to see only the historic data, because then we understood the KPI are not basically intelligent BI. It's more like the business feedback that, of course, you can use to discuss how to proceed with the future. But then we tried to see, can we reuse some of the data logic in the 2012 to combine and then try to predict the problems? And that will be the part I will be showing live today for certain roles in the AX, how we have tried to achieve that. So analyzing the customer feedback was for the operational roles, please. Understand the time. It's the really important that people do not have time to dig into the historic data, not always, to predict what and how they should change their behavior. They don't have a knowledge to know how to change. And they would like to have in the system this kind of proactive behavior that I will be demonstrating in detail. So this is actually the screen from one of the customers, and this is how the reporting reality can look like. And believe me, it's not a small company that we are looking here. So this is the new role center of the Ellen. And I'm showing this in the role center, but we'll also show the role center in the client. It can be, as you know, both view in the client and as well as a web page. For you who have seen 2009 Ellen role center, you will immediately notice that there are some colors. And you will also notice that we have three things. We have a space utilization report, and compared to the old space utilization report, which was showing, first of all, only pallets, and it was showing current situation on the inventory, that was not so helpful for the role of the warehouse manager, for instance. Because warehouse manager, it's normally responsible for two things. To have a people needed to generate the work needed for all the transactions on the inbound and outbound side of the warehouse, and as well to achieve optimum utilization of the space. How to know that if you here and today know that you don't have a space? I've been talking to the warehouse manager who said, yes, we are having this external VMS because we are not using, we're using best of breed, and we have some kind of BI, but I still have a problem that I have transactions that are not confirmed by the vendors, but track it's there. And only what thing I can see on my overview, arrival overview, it's the confirmed ones. So there is a problem of being able to see what if all transactions are conducted, how will my space look like? Not only how it is today, but in the future. And that will be shown in this report, as you can see, which is a table kind of report. And I will dig a little bit more in detail so you understand how to set up this. And it's actually quite an advanced reporting tool. The next one I will be describing will be the workload capacity. Each of these circles or bubbles, you can call them as you want, it's actually representing one single warehouse. So if the warehouse manager is responsible for one or several warehouses, every single warehouse manager in this new reporting tool can define their own area of responsibility. So it means that on the same installations, you could have several warehouses across the sites or whatever, and every single manager can say how they want to track the workload. It means capacity, how much they can manage in the pallets, weight, volume, etc. I will show later how to set that up. Colors are, of course, matching number of transactions translated to the unit that you want to view against the limits that warehouse manager said. Let's imagine that warehouse manager has one warehouse saying, on the inbound side, I have these three employees, and they must not work on the outbound side. Because on the outbound side, picking and shipping, I have some three other guys who are actually educated to do that. Then the bubble will, of course, be split, where we are tracking separately what it's to be done on inbound and outbound. That's why you see some of the bubbles red on the one side, left side will be inbound, and the right side will be outbound, what we need to ship from the warehouse. Then there will be small icons around that I will explain, the small warning sign that we are actually checking if the data is being set up correctly. So if one item has not any transitions to the pallets, then this icon will appear because transactions generated by MRP saying there is a transaction for this item, for this warehouse, you want to view it in the pallets. I can't do that because the metadata has not been set correctly. So We are also checking this new proactive tooling, how data is set up, and do we miss some setups? And that will be in the report. I will demonstrate it. And then we will also see something that many customers have been asking for, which is from coming from this core model called DFOT. I don't know how many of you know that. DFOT stands for delivered in full and on time. But as you all know, we don't have ability today in AX to receive information from the vendor out of box when goods have been arrived, if they have been arrived. But there's also this non-controlled part called transportation, because our customers not necessarily control the transport to the customer. So why should they be responsible? But of course, we want to track if the warehouse, in this sample, it's performing as it should. It means that there is a sales order line, which is resulting in the output order, as you all know, and then that it's to be matched against packing slip. So we know if the warehouse people are sending the goods at the time and in the proper quantity. And we are actually, that's the queue-based data, and we are actually also tracking if they are sent too early, too late. So it's very easy for the warehouse manager to identify if there are some items that are not sent as asked. And in the new AX R2, we are calling it CFOT, which means not delivered, but S stands for shipped, shipped in full and on time. So now let's just fastly dig into the space utilization part. As you can see, the today's date will always be shown on the left side, and all this is configurable. I will go more in detail on the live system. Yellow icons on the left will result in a report. If you click on them, they might be there, might not, depending if the data has been inventory item data has been set up correctly. If not, you can see that you can view the report where you can be informed that some items that are actually coming or are to be sent from this warehouse cannot be calculated in the space unit needed, because there is no any calculation to weight, volume, or pallet. Please interrupt me if you have any questions. On the right side, and that report, of course, will be sent to the responsible people to correct that. Report will be rerun, and then here you go. The yellow icons will probably disappear. Then the projection in the future happens from the left to the right, and we have dates on the top of the each, and we also know when the last time master planning was running. Warehouse manager can use this tool as well as a simulation, which means that let's say that planning guys say, we don't want to use this MRP planning anymore. We have been running some testing on the MRP plan 20, and that will be used from the next month. What now warehouse managers can do, go into configuration mode, I will show that, change to the MRP 20, say run the report, and then probably go back to the guys and say, fine, I will be able to manage space on the inventory, yes, no. Okay. Each of these cells can be clicked on, and you see the red color indicates that there are some space problems at the end of the day when we have received everything, when we have shipped everything. View of this report can be done both in the confirmed transactions, but as well only for the planned or both. So it means if the Ellen in this case is interested to see only confirmed ones, she can choose that, only planned or both. So it's really advanced and very easy to use, which I will demonstrate. When the each cell is clicked, there will be a full overview of all transactions at that current date, and as well how much in pallets, volume, or weight they are resulting. It means, so if I have on a 31 of third red color, I can click on it and I can see which one of these transactions should I try to move, either with the date in collaboration with the purchase department or sales department, or maybe to another warehouse, because I have a full overview of the other warehouses as well. As you can see in this example, there is a view of this report in the site level. Site can contain several warehouses, as you all know. And what we can do here is as well, actually, it does not matter how you set up AX. That's what we have been trying to achieve. That all kind of setups, if you use external VMS, then of course your advanced VMS will probably not be activated, but does not matter. This can be run as a single warehouse, because warehouse will still be created. So it will be, warehouse will be treated as a black box with some locations. We have inbound, we have outbound, we have start of the date, and we know what will happen with the space in the units that you wish. Of course, it requires to set up MRP, that you have some MRP calculations, otherwise you will not see anything, and that you have set up the inventory units to calculate either pallets, volume, and weight, and pallets you will not have unless you activate advanced VMS. So it can project as many days as you want, it is using staging tables which easily can be modified by the partner to do something else. And we have done quite heavy and clever, we think, calculations to populate these staging tables. And we have a full description that in the white papers that you can receive if you wish. Any questions so far for the space utilization projection? No? Then we have a warehouse workload report. It's a similar. As I said, it can either be a full bubble, as you see in 28 and 29, which says warehouse 28, it's running well. On the amount of dates that I'm looking into the future, there will be no any workload problems. People will be able to manage work on that warehouse. 29, orange color says, no, there is some work on the warehouse 29, but you haven't set any borders how much you can handle on the inbound and outbound. So it means that we don't know, but there is a work. Otherwise, it will be white. So if there is no any work for that period of time projected by MRP, it will just be white. And there is a sum that are set on the left or right side. As you can see, warehouse 11 does not need to send anything on the outbound side for that period of time that Ellen is looking forward. Left side again, same. If the yellow warning icon is shown, then some of the data it's missing setup. It could be pallet conversion. It could be weight. It's not set properly for that item, volume, or even that warehouse, backlog warehouse or what was called. No, it's not set up correctly because, as you know, you can create a warehouse that it's used if we don't have item warehouse set up. Then it will just use this default warehouse. So if that it's not set up correctly, it will show as well. Right side, if clicked on one of these bubbles, it will show projections for the amount of the days that you want to see. And you see the left blue, it's the inbound, right, it's green. And then there is a limit how much we think we can manage in work. And then the one above will be red, and that will indicate precisely how many we can't manage. So what this gives Ellen its ability to call in people to work. So if I can see that in this example will be, I think, Friday, 30 of 3rd, on inbound side I can't manage, then probably I can call extra people. Or I can talk to my colleague and see, can we somehow split this work to other days so we do not have these peaks. And this reporting will also be able to be saved. So you can say something that must be done because you generate in the master planning, you always generate work for us every Friday. So can we somehow do fixed delivery days so we kind of level out this work so people are not getting crazy at that day always. So it's like looking into the future instead of, as we did before, past. Here we have CFOT shipped in full and on time KPI that was asked to be delivered by many customers, which actually tracks for every single item that is sent from the site or warehouse. How good are we in performing? And you see that it's split, sliced by shipped after date, shipped before and after date, etc. I will show that we can click on either items that are sales order lines shipped in full or sales order lines not shipped in full. And then that will result in every single item. And on the top, we will always have the ones that are sent worse, so to say. So the ones that we are not performing well into. By clicking on the item, the pie chart will show telling us in all the possible combinations, in percentage, how good are we in doing this? So it gives very, very nice overview for the Ellen to know how good are we in sending the items out of the warehouse. Now we will move to another purchasing manager Inga. And for you who know this role center or have modified it, there are some same elements as before. We have redone some links. We don't need to go into detail. We have a white paper for that I can send. But what's interesting here is the following, that we have been asked by customers to deliver a BI report that actually tells us how good are we in either spreading or consolidating the purchase. Now we are talking about money. So what actually tracks, in this case, it says percent of the vendor where 80% of invoiced amount is spent. This 80% can be adjusted to 60, 100 or whatever. So it tracks how it's all multi-sourcing actually doing. So some of the companies will track this by the quarter, years, and of course, as all other elements in the role centers, you can edit the time fence and then view it as you wish. So it gives an overview how we are doing in what we want to achieve. It could be that company wants to centralize purchase because of the better pricing, or maybe spread it to the several vendors, and that will be reflected in these graphs. By clicking on the graph, you again get all the vendors. On the top will be the one that you spend most of the money on your purchase. And if you identify, let's say, two that deliver same item, you will say, we need to remove one. The data of how good quality of their components is, it means returns will be there, as well as a delivery performance. So the all facts, as least as one that we can deliver, will be there to take a judgment which of the vendors to remove. We have expanded as well delivery performance. In old, you know, the delivery performance was only measuring delivered on time, which means vendors who deliver on time and the ones who are late. But now we have also introduced, because customers ask us, the ones that deliver too early. So we are also tracking the ones who is delivering too early. For Inga, it's on the bottom of the business overview, as you see, indicate key performance indicator. We have also did order cycle time. And if you look into the books, order cycle time will say from the creation date until the goods are delivered. By talking to the customer, they say, yeah, that's fine. Professors who wrote the books probably did not see in reality, but you need to measure lots of other things. So what we did, took this from you create your order until everything is delivered or order is closed. And then we split it in the all needed measurements that can be viewed out of box from the cube. And that's it from the confirmation, including expected date until full receipt. Then we also measure how fast is vendor in actually confirming, which is important for many organizations. Then we also measure from confirmation, including expected delivery date that's internal, until first product receipt, because you know that some of the suppliers will spread the deliveries. They will start deliver and then probably deliver a couple of times the same line. And that is also a measure when they start delivering first time, and as well from the first time until it's delivered. That's called delivery span. And we also delivered from expected delivery when they are late, but as well the how big span is when they are early. So it's really, really powerful in digging into the details and actually measuring whatever measures you need in all these steps that you have from your creating the order until it's delivered. On the top of that, we also did something else, doing the average number of confirmations per purchase order line number, and as well average number of product receipts per purchase order line. And of course, everything can be sliced and diced by the mode of delivery. So if you have several modes of deliveries, you see on the right screen, I have truck, air, customer pickup, etc. So it's better to analyze what kind of data it's causing the problem per mode of the delivery. That's it's also in the cube out of box. And here, yeah, I show the purchase penalized report. By clicking on the graph, you see the list of the vendors, and that can be viewed as a product groups as well. And then we have all the data needed as well as the returns and et cetera to see what vendors we can live without, or are there any vendors that are figurating in the system that actually should not be there, et cetera. And we are only counting the vendors that you have had at least one purchase from. Because some organizations are creating lots of vendors and partners, but they never use them. So that data will be obsolete to include into calculations. Purchasing agent Alicia, now you will see the report that we have been told it's really powerful. It's actually the Alicia's role center. It's to make sure that either internal people approve the orders to be sent to the vendor, or that vendor actually confirms and says, yes, I will deliver, and how much they will deliver, etc. So if you look at this new chart, it's actually showing today, which is a today's date. And then on the right side, you will see projection. And on the left side, you will see the graphs that shows actually the purchase orders that are already within the lead time. So if I was Alicia and coming on the job, I would like this to be empty. And if one appears, it will always appear hopefully on the right side saying now it is closing tower today. So if nobody takes any decisions, it will enter the lead time. And then that causes the trouble. So it's again projecting and saying, so if I just jump a little bit forward, here you can see example. There are several purchase orders that are already within the lead time, and I have them how difficult it is to deal with them, in sense that you have two not approved and one not confirmed by vendor. As you see, first one from today, that's only one day late. So if I want to solve this problem, I will of course probably start to look at the ones which are farthest left. And then there is a backlog, that will have probably some orders that are not to be taken care of because they are too old. They don't mean anything anymore. They may be half year old, so we are just placing them there in a kind of basket. When we have been testing this with the, in this case, purchase agent, they said that this will really give them an overview of what they need to do and when. So if there is no work today and something is to be projected in the future and one order appears there and says, okay, in 3 days, this order will enter its lead time. So I need to solve this before it does. This case that you see on the screen now, it's already quite dangerous because there are lots of that are within the lead time. But still, it gives a really overview at a glance how dangerous they are, how many days they have entered the lead time, and which are they. And all these bars can be clicked on. And of course, list will be shown the list form, list page with all these orders. Then we have also redone the operation manager wins. We have redone all role centers for R2 by the new templates. And now you see the new elements on the right side for wins, which is outbound key performance indicators, production key performance indicators, and as well inbound performance indicators, which means that wins now has kind of red thread to the Inga, to the purchasing manager, Ellen, which is our warehouse manager, and the sale, and as well Tony, production manager. And you see all these KPIs come out of box, reusing the cube data to show the wins, how these three departments, purchase, production, and the warehousing are doing. Questions? So now I would like to show you the two reports live. Time it's not does not allow us to show every role center, but I can do that by organizing the live conference afterwards if you contact me. But here you see the AX R2, 2012 R2, and we are within the warehouse manager page, inventory and warehouse management. And on the right setup side, you will see the new three item called warehouse reports, and then there are two, space utilization and workload capacity. So first of all, before I start with that, I, as a warehouse manager, will click on the space utilization. I want to track my space utilization. So what I can do here, I can create how many configurations I want. So I can say, okay, I know that June and July, we have more capacity, so I need to include inbound dock and outbound dock. So there is no limit to how many new you can create. As you can see, you will give a name, and then here it's the interesting thing. You all know that inventory breakdown can be done in the several different ways. The one of this say, okay, I have a warehouse, it's the building, and I actually don't have a clue how it's divided within. I just put items on the locations and that's it. Then you will choose a warehouse. If you have a zone, that's when you have enabled VMS, then you'll say, okay, I have a zones within the warehouse, and I want to treat and to see results of each zone. I have maybe frozen goods, one zone, I want to know how the space is doing there. Then you choose the zone if that is your inventory breakdown. That's how you have structured your inventories. And then you have warehouse and zone. That's the case. As you know, one zone can actually spread through the several warehouses. So you could have a buffer zone you call zone one, and that's the place where we put all return goods, just for example. So you will then choose warehouse and zone, and that will also deal automatically with the intersection of the zones, because maybe that's both good and bad, but in the AX, you can have two zones that are utilizing same locations. And if they do so, you will have intersections, and then you don't want to have same location be treated twice. And that's what this treats. If you say warehouse and zone, then it will say, okay, there is actually two zones crossing each other. And then it will create one space utilization out of these two zones, and you will see that in your report saying like zone one plus zone two. So it's to avoid double space calculations. Under these three, I can go and say exclude block locations. Very good, because if we have some locations that has been broken or we can't use them for some reason, I can see an exclude. That gives me even more precise picture how my space will develop. And then you see all the possible location types that I, as a warehouse manager, this is important part, can include here. I can say I want to use bulk locations, picking locations, and that's it, or all of them. And that only these types will be included in the reporting. And this can be changed on the fly. So this is how you set up the configuration. Again, master planning must have generated data, otherwise it will not work. But warehouse manager is the one who can actually choose what master planning should this be based on. That is done under periodic, and if you look under something called schedule load utilization, you will see that very easy form that you have probably seen before. There's a master plan, I can choose my own. So this is what I was talking about. If the planning guys say, oh, from next week we are changing to the plan 100, I as a warehouse manager can say, fine, I go in, change to plan 100, like this, say, okay, that will generate new data in the staging table, I open my report, and we have used staging table for one reason. This is so powerful, we have been told that people said, if we are not using raw centers, we still want to have this. And that's why it's not queue-based, because as you know, there are some issues using the cube data directly in the AX. So actually it's based on the staging table, so you can either view it in the raw center of Sammy, who is shipping and receiving clerk, and Alan, out of box, or adjust security to give it to other roles. But you can as well, which I will demonstrate in a second, you can also view it in the report, in the client. There are reports under analysis. Oh, by the way, you see the batch tab. This is where you will normally set this to run automatically and generate report data for you, because it will normally follow MRP. So you will put the dates here to say generate, so you don't need to click every day OK here to generate the new data, of course. So if you don't use role centers, you can still utilize this report with the same configurations. So under analysis now, you will see the warehouse load utilization and the workload capacity. These two. So now just to show you how you set up the workload capacity, it's here. That's another one with the bubbles. So in the workload capacity, you want to actually inform warehouse manager, in this case, can you achieve the work needed in the future? And you can project on your own how many days you want. Just a sec, we are going back to the batch form itself where you generate data. You have seen here that not only choosing the master plan, but also the number of days. Here is actually where you're telling to the system for how long I want to look into the future. Here it's a 10 days, it can be 20 days, 50, etc. Space utilization, it's here where you choose your configuration. So I have two, I could have 15, and it can be changed from day to day as you want. So go back to the scheduling, not scheduling, but configuring workload capacity. You see the warehouses. So what you do, you say new, give name to the workload, and yeah, name and just the ID. So why can you generate several configurations? Imagine the company that actually has seasonal variations saying, yes, I know that I can deal with the 500 pallets per day on inbound, and probably we can send 800. And now you ask yourself, but you can't say that precisely. No, that's not the purpose of this report, to know precisely if it is 500 or 505. So warehouse managers have told us we will, of course, be conservative and setting a little bit more than we, that we can manage. But important thing, it's here to be informed by the colors of these bubbles that you're seeing, saying, okay, I have actually a problem, or I could have a problem in workload in some of the days that I have projected for. So here you will set the warehouses, as you see here. And for each of the warehouse, there is a possibility to set how many pallets I can do in inbound and outbound. What about volume in the calculations that are set for the each, and as well weight. But then here there's a checkbox saying combined inbound and outbound workload. Actually, some companies saying same people can work in my company on both receiving the goods and sending them. So I don't want to split these two parts. I can move them as I want. So if there's more work on inbound, I move people from outbound to work there. Then these warehouse managers will click on this checkbox, and that will combine capacity from the transactions of MRP, saying inbound, outbound work together, and you will see that viewed by one single bubble with the one single color. And as you can see, every single warehouse manager can do the configuration for these warehouses that they are responsible for. It's a multi-selection, so it means that you can have, I'm responsible for one warehouse from site one, by it's a product-based, so I'm actually also responsible for these two warehouses under site two, for some reason. That can be combined. So under here, we see the capacities, but you see then they are all inbound and outbound transactions. And then why are they all listed here? Answer will be, why should we decide which transactions should be counted for work? Warehouse managers knows best for that single warehouse. So they can say, this warehouse on inbound, what I do, I deal with purchase orders, and by the way, sales orders are outbound. Or it could be some other things, Kanban or whatever else. When this is saved, upfront, we can do several reporting configurations and then just change. So if I was having more working for us June and July, because that's when we sell most ice cream, then I will do immediately today one configuration saying, okay, normally we deal with 500 pallets on inbound, 500 outbound, but during the June and July, we can actually handle 900 because I always have three guys more. That can be done now, and then before the date kicks in, I can change to another configuration on the scheduled form as you have seen. So it's all about how to predict what will happen. Again, on the schedule workload, I can choose the master plan for my workload. I can choose how many days I want to project this data to color my bubbles, and as well which configuration I want to use. Now we have one, I could have created as many as I want. To see how this works in reality, we have here role center page, and as you see there is a warning sign, so if I click on this small warning icon, it will generate me a report saying there's a lots of things that actually can be chosen from the on the fly. So here I can choose between the sites that I have configured that I have responsibility for, or space user agent setups, so I don't need to go back. And then here it tells me on site one I'm actually using master plan 10, and it tells me the unit number, item number, unit product for one in this test data on site one misses pallet conversion. So that needs to be corrected, otherwise this transaction is not included in the space calculations at all. So very good to check if the data is set up correctly so we can trust these numbers. If the yellow warning icon is not there, that means that all transactions were able to transmit into the load unit that you use. It could be that you are viewing the report in pallets, weight, or volume. So this also it's useful if you say, okay, it's a red color actually tomorrow when I'm viewing pallets. But I know from my experience that half of our pallets are half full. So let me see how it's this in the volume that can be changed. And then I view it in volume, and then it figures out that it's not red anymore because lots of volume. Then we know that we can store the goods. And you will ask yourself, what is doing this small date icon, what's that? You know that one thing is to have planned work, but sometimes things just don't happen as they have been scheduled. So when master plan says there's a purchase order, maybe vendor has confirmed it, but it does not happen. So we haven't received goods yesterday. We call that in this new reporting backlog, which means that some work should have been conducted yesterday, but it didn't happen. So it could come today. So it's like the warning icon to say to the manager, we don't count this with the today's space, but it could happen. By clicking on the cell, on each cell you can click, let's say today's date, that will generate all transactions that will happen today, but as well will show us the, oh, first of course you see the new, actually the new view, and why it's that, because as you can see up here, we are viewing it in site. Manager itself can choose if they want to view this report like the first part of it in the site, or as a load unit, as we call it, warehouses and zones. Why it's that? Because if I, as a warehouse manager, was responsible as here for many warehouses, as you can see, then I don't want to see all these at once. I want to see on the site level. And that is the reason why the red color is showing even that you have 60% here. It says actually that 60% of the total available space on the site one, it's full, but on that date, but there is a red color, which indicates for me, even that all my capacity on that side, it's not utilized, there is a one unit that has a problem. And by clicking here, you see actually that there are two warehouses where you have problems, but not the rest. And that's the reason why this red will show on the site level. So now we are viewing in every single warehouse, and we see here also warehouse 3 on zone 5 and 6. That's where we have problems with items that are trying to be calculated in the pallet unit in this case, as you can see here, but they can't. So we will be able again to click here to see what kind of data needs to be corrected. By clicking on the cell, then we can actually get an overview of the transactions themselves, which are divided by backlog receipts, which means that we have some backlog should have happened. there's a one purchase order which we should have received, we didn't, and it's planned. Another, it's confirmed. So this was when I was saying that you can view it either in planned and confirmed, or only planned or only confirmed. And here it's the good thing that it actually calculates immediately the percentage of the pallet units that these certain transactions will take out of the max capacity of this warehouse. And then regular receipts, these are the ones that are scheduled for that date that we are viewing, are that many pallets. So it gives kind of overview which ones should be solved to avoid the problems with space. Again, with possibility future. Clicking on the bubbles for the warehouse workload, it generates the graph that we have seen, and in this case it will be green. As you can see, I don't have any problems here, but there is some backlog, and this could cause to have actually to not being able to conduct this work today, because but I can click on it and then it will tell me what transactions are we talking about that should have happened but didn't. They are here. There are some receipts, but there are also something that we should have done. It's here. So very easy to dig into it and to see what will happen in the future and to avoid the problems. But if we are, on the other hand, clicking on the warehouse 4, then we will be able to see that actually that there are some days. Here we are projecting for a week. That's what we have set in our batch form that you have seen, how many days we want to project. And then here it says, on the inbound side, actually we have said that we can calculate 60 pallets we can deal with, but 10 are extra that day. So which one should we move, or what should we do? Extra, call extra people in, tell to our guys to stay late. But I have full overview what kind of transactions are causing this work in the unit that I want. And this, again, can be projected as how many days you want. And you always have what MRP plan it's this being calculating upon. When this MRP was calculated, very important. So you know that I'm not looking at some old data, what unit I'm viewing this on, pallet, and that I'm actually utilizing both planned and confirmed transactions. And I can click on each of these to see all the work that is projected in the future. There is a line here, and that shows that the limit that I have set in the configuration form that you have seen, how much work I can deal with, in this case, pallets. Then we have this business overview that we have seen, and I can see, okay, I want to know what sales order lines are shipped in full and how are we doing there. So I can click here. It will show me the all products that are being for that period of time transactions. And you all know probably who are using Role Center that this is business overview, which is a standard component comparing the two periods of time against each other. That's why it says current and previous and the change from the last time, so the trend can be tracked. And here it will give me lots of actually possibilities to choose if I want to view day per day or from and to, so I can choose my own period to see how we have been doing. Is it all items? Yes, no. What kind of I want to rank with? And then date dimension. Is it confirmed date or requested date? Which warehouse I want to view for, and which site. And then, of course, default destination, etc. But let's try what happens if we click OK. Then it should give me the list of the items that I can click on and view exactly for that single item how we are doing for that period that it's chosen here. Connection, it's kind of slow, so I'm sorry for that. And just to emphasize that I'm now only showing a couple of reports to you what we have done for the BI62, but we have a full palette for all roles that we will be able to demonstrate for you if you contact me after. I can always organize an online session. But here you see all the products that have calculated data, and what I can do here, I can click on every single product. But in this case, it says that actually the product called 1003, it's not shipped in full and not shipped on time. In the 100% of the case, it's not so good. So what I can do, I can click, and then it will give me the pie chart saying how I'm doing. It could have two colors or more, depending of if we are too early, too late, in full or not in full, so all the combinations. And still it says it is what we have chosen in our selection, it always views that on the top. So it is quite easy to identify what items are not sent to our customers in the proper way in that period of choice. Any questions to the, in this case, Ellen's role center? No? So, and again, I will be able to demonstrate all role centers with all the new components that you, and just very fastly to tell you that we can actually view all these reports as well in the inventory warehouse management. And under the analysis reports, without using role center, I can go in and say warehouse load utilization and choose I want to show by site or load unit. This was which level I want to view it on. I can view site and then what load units I want. I can select all. And I can say, let me view the load unit. Select all. And see pallet test. OK. Yes. Oh, sorry. It is now generating the file. My mistake. It should have screen instead of. It will give the exactly same overview as you have seen. Now I'm viewing the warehouse immediately, not the site, but I could choose the site as well. And the same will be for the how the work will be projected screen. It will show the bubbles that you have seen. Oh, sorry, I have chosen the same. Workload capacity screen, and I want this configuration in the pallets. I can choose also volume or weight pallet, and then say okay. But as you know, to be able to calculate this MRP, it's needed, and as well under the products information management, release products. Let's just take one item. Under the inventory, what we need to set up, let's say that I want to track on the certain the pallets. I need to go under the manage inventory, and the here will be the place to set up the physical dimensions if I want to calculate volume against the space available. And as well, there will be a setting for the pallet handling and weight here. So these are the ones that are actually saying missing in the report that you have seen with the warning icon. So if I'm viewing something in the pallet that master planning says, yes, it goes to that warehouse where you want to see it in the pallets, but unfortunately, no any transition from the each to pallet has been set up. Then you will have that in that warning report. So that's it. Time it's tight, so I need to continue with my presentation. Any questions to the demo? And I would really like to show you the old role centers and all improvements as well, to show to your developers how all these staging tables has been done, so you can utilize it in either other applications or in the role center, so in the client. So from the current slide, this was the demo. And for the IT and the technical, it looked very nice and easy, but actually the building of it looks like the picture above, because you need to take all kind of transactions from the MRP, and you know it can be many and still deal with the correct performance. So just to code that was a quite big task. And then you need to track from the last date you have what happens in the morning. So like start of the date, quantity on hands, match that first against both load unit zones, all these setups you have done. That's what happens in background, and as well calculate all the transactions during that day, what will happen, the planned one, confirmed one, or one of them. So all these possibilities are stored in the staging table that user then can view as they want. And it is actually quite fast compared to how many transactions can handle. So this is an architecture overview. You will be able to analyze that in detail when you receive these sites. But actually, you see on the top, it's a user has ability to do custom setups as they want. And this custom setup, by using the batch job scheduling after MRP, will calculate and populate all the staging tables that are done. Then we have, it can be viewed both in the role centers, but as well in the SSRS, if you don't use role centers. And then you have, I will not go into details, but we can do that another session, forecast builders. Then you have the storage load unit algorithms, calculating zones, crossings, and all these things. It utilizes extended MRP data API to load all the MRP that is there on the fly. And you see also on the right side what requests have been like either that you don't have EMS, I want to use it. If I have EMS, I also want to use it, then I will have pellets, etc., etc. Needs to run with or without RC, needs to be based on the real-time data, doesn't matter how many times I run my MRP, quite good and heavy programming. This is just a small intersection of the one report and the staging tables that have been done, but I have a full document that you can receive if you remember my mail. And now we will also tell you some tips and tricks. How many of you knew that you can utilize Excel build diagrams directly in the role center? Have you tried to do that? And what do you think about it? Sorry? Okay, but what is the reason why it doesn't update? Contact me, I can then solve that problem for you. So, but basically for you who did not try it, what it's possible is to connect to the cube and then slice and dice the data in the Excel and then load that in the SharePoint role center page and update it correctly. I can demonstrate that as well for the people who are interested. How? So it's like to expand, saying, okay, what you provide, guys, out of box, is not enough. We can build our own, and then we can populate that to the certain role of interest. How many of you knew that you can utilize, in this case, visual diagrams to visualize some of your, let's say, you have warehouses in different sites, or you have even better shop floor machines or whatever it could be, so you can visualize the data in the role center. So it's not just numbers or pie chart, but it's actually the icons and the small people that you get in Visio. How many have tried that? And does it work? Oh, okay, but you knew about it. So what happens is you create the data diagram in Visio out of some data source. It could be cubes, it could be database, something else. That's it to be populated in the SharePoint by VDW, and I think there is a SharePoint Visio connector in the for 2008 or 10. I don't remember, but I can investigate which version supports this fully. And then Visio services are the ones that will be able to refresh data in this VDW, and then it can be served in PNG or XAML and refreshed in the role center. So how that looks when all this circle is done, it's something like this. Here is the motorcycle manufacturing supply chain that actually have data being updated, and I can change the color, so it also shows the red when one of these links have not operated as I expected. So this is like expanding the things that we do, saying, okay, for some personas in the company, it will be nice to have visual overview of where do we have bottlenecks. This is a sample of doing the data center, and I can see which servers have problems, for instance. How many of you have tried to build something with a SQL report builder 3.0? No? But there is a very neat tool that I want to market here for, even it's not a part of AX. It's actually done by the SQL team. It's called Report Builder 3.0, and as I remember last time I used it, it was free. So when it's downloaded, then you get a picture like this to create a chart based. That's basically Excel functionality, chart-based diagrams, etc., and reports for the people that need them. And interesting thing that I think we do not have in the AX, it's actually something we'll call for more chart it's a kind of colored areas heat map intelligence, which for some personas, let's say CEOs or operational manager, it's very nice to have. If I'm the sales manager, I would like maybe to visually see what country in the world it's not selling as we expected. Then this can be very easily used to deal with these reports, as you see. And it is using one format called ESRI, shapefile, that you see on the left side. And that actually can be downloaded, believe it or not, from the internet for free. I could find every single map of Denmark, like hospitals, government buildings, areas like Comuna and everything, and then I can load that file, which gives me ability to drag and drop to my data source. So I can say, okay, I know the post numbers, and here is my ESRI file of the hospitals. I connect, and it will automatically figure out on the map. I've been told by the guys from SQL that similar things can now be done in Office as well, utilizing these heat maps. I haven't tried that, but you should try the new Office. It should be possible, and they actually utilizes the Bing maps, I have been told, by the post number. Very good. But try to play around with the repo builder if you have SQL, and it can actually generate quite nice reports if you have some Excel data, and even in the geographical way. So, any question so far? I'm done. Some feedback, good or bad, that you have seen? So I will ask, for those who utilize the role centers today, have you been satisfied with all components that have been delivered out of box for the personas in your company? Yes? Yes. So, no? But actually, it can be modified. I have some customer reference, if you contact me at the end, that I can share with you. People who have implemented, actually, for all roles in their company here in Denmark, that are quite happy to use them. I don't know all the details what they have done, but the queues were the one where they think are quite powerful, and I agree. And they have also utilized some of the reports, but what was lacking, it's more for these more intelligent reports that we are trying to achieve by combining the data that can be used. Thanks. And just for you who haven't seen how the easy way to deal with the queues, so what can be done, it's, let's just demonstrate that. I will go to my system administration and just change the role center for so let's see, I have here purchasing agent, just for instance, purchasing. So here is the purchasing agent Alicia, and I just want to demonstrate how easy it is for you who don't know to make new queues. So I say apply for all companies, and let's just see in this new, it's quite. So all the list pages that we have in application can be actually transformed into the queue on the in the role center by the more or less users themselves. And it's very good thing if I have a colleague who is responsible for, let's say, these 300 items and she's going on vacation, she'll say, okay, could you please deal with all the purchase order not confirmed, etc., in the role center for my part. Then it's very easy to, here we'll see this role center with some queues. It is loading. But what I can do, I can say accounts receivable, or even let's say account payable, and then purchase orders, all purchase orders, and by creating filter it can be saved by as a queue, and all the filters that I saved as a queue can be loaded in the role center. So in that way it's really dynamic for the users themselves to shift from. So if I just need to wait, so if I say on the all purchase orders I will define some advanced filters saying that I only deal with these three vendors, but my colleague deals with these five others. And if she's going to vacation, I can change my filter or even add a new queue for her part of work, and that will show in my role center with this paper stack icon that tells me how much work and what needs to be done. So just, let's say, having the filtering, as you know. So let's say here we have a vendor account, so it's 1001. And I say here, and then what I can do on this list page, I can say save as queue. That's all thing I need to do. Give it the name, and then here we can specify. Now I'm in the admin mode, but I can specify the profiles that should have this. I can say everyone, and let's just call it test one, and say okay. And if I go into the home, let's me. So then I can add a queue, And I hope that this test will appear so I can actually create as many as I want. Let's just see. Why it's not there? Let's try. Let's try to put it directly. Maybe something is wrong with the specific profile. Purchasing agent. Oh, because I'm in the admin mode, so I will see personal. It exists. Yeah, I have done that right now, but it's for some reason it does not show the test 1-1. Yeah, I have refreshed. Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. It's automatically added to the role, yes. So that's how easy you can add the queues, yeah? Yes? Yes. Yes. Out of box. Yes. 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 That's correct. Like you can't have several groups, which you have one certain group for the role. Then you need to adapt that group if that was your question. No. I can investigate that part in detail, but as I have tested last time, I think you can't. That you need to define that group or go away from the groups and then just add the queues to the overall group. Yes. I will tell you the reason. The thing is that the framework team who is dealing with the framework that we are using, I'm working for app team, it's that you have the templates for every single role center. And then there will be a template for the purchase. And somebody in Redmond has decided for some reason that that template has one part called queues, and that's where you view your queue group, and then you add for that certain role these queues as you need. But then what you're asking, you would like to say, okay, can I have full page for, let's see, Alicia, only with the queue groups? That's what... Understand, but you can't. You can still, as I recall, you can still, when you are as a person, you can still save per. No, you can't. It will still be the member of the group. Yes. Yes, but. Yeah, understand the one. They're saying this is for everyone, but Alicia in this case has her own. Of choice, own group. Okay, but can we just exchange the info and I can try to see if we can solve that somehow. Any other questions? Please, I have been asked to if you could give feedback. For some reason, not many people have given feedback, I have been told, during this conference. And for you who wants to talk with me afterwards around everything, specifically with the SCM area, please come here and pick up my card or information, and I will be glad to find a colleague who can help you and your customers, or I will try to help myself. And I'm sure that we can find always one PM who can help within the manufacturing, inventory, sales orders, purchase, part, costing as well. So I will just go around and give you these if you would like to. I've been also told that everyone, if you don't mind, should populate where you come from. This is probably marketing guys who like these kind of informations. Please. And leave them here on the door. Here we go. Thank you. Yes, yes, I have. I will give you my card. Thank you. Oh, you have received. That reaching me by mail or phone or link does not cost anything, it's free. So thank you for listening, and this was all for this new initiative in R2, and I will be glad to show you all parts of the new BI if you are interested.